With the latest from the state capitol, I'm Albert Castellanos on the Radio Oklahoma News Network. The governor has signed a change to current state law to extend a law to help domestic violence victims who are Native nations or tribes. The law requires public utility companies to waive setup fees for people fleeing from domestic violence, but up until now, that did not include tribal programs. After news about the head of the state tourism department, Shelley Zumwalt, had been hiding a past conflict of interest, Attorney General Gentner Drummond called for her resignation. Although she refused to leave state government, according to Governor Kevin Stitt, Zumwalt is willing to take a step back.
So she's offered. She said, hey, Governor, until this is all sorted out, I will step down from the cabinet and just focus on tourism. And so we may do that. I'll probably call her and let her know.
Zumwalt's husband worked for a company that the Office of Management and Enterprise Services contracted to upgrade computers at the State Employment Security Commission, an agency Zumwalt had run. State School Superintendent Ryan Walters now claims the loss of 130 department employees was because he fired them all. However, the Oklahoman acquired numerous public documents involving the departure of Education Department employees and found no reference to any of them being fired. They all quit their jobs, some because of the working conditions at the agency. The relationship between the leader of the state Senate and the governor has become increasingly tense. It began last year, and Senate President Pro Tem Greg Treat suspects the governor is again targeting Senate bills for vetoes, along with bills involving the attorney general.
Seems like he's also targeting A.G. Drummond and a lot of his vetoes, and so I just want to serve notice that we're watching.
Treat and Attorney General Drummond have been involved in several lawsuits versus the governor. Covering state capitol news, I'm Albert Castellanos on the Radio Oklahoma News Network.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission says it's time for the 2024 OSU Wheat Variety Test Plot Tours between now and the latter part of May. 16 locations are set for 2024. These events are being put on by OSU Extension and OSU Ag Research, supported by the Oklahoma Wheat Research Foundation, made possible with funding from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission. We'll have a chance to see many of the OSU wheat varieties that are now available to wheat producers in the region, as well as several of the experimentals that Dr. Brett Carver and his wheat improvement team continue to work on here in 2024. To get all the details about the 2024 wheat plot tours in your area, go to okwheat.org and scroll down to the OSU Wheat Variety Testing Plot Tour schedule. You can also find all the details on our website, oklahomafarmreport.com, on our calendar page. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for Oklahoma wheat producers.